This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio waves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
Live Saturday edition of the program. The news, apparently, is the federal government has backed down on their promise to cram real ID down various different states' throats, saying that there was a lot of headlines about a month ago, or maybe 2 months ago, which were saying, in early 2016, these states, and I think it was New York, New Hampshire, and a few others,
right,
these states will no longer be able to travel without a passport.
And the interesting thing, that original story only had one state that is not actually compliant and does not have a waiver, and that would be Minnesota. The other states listed in that article from, like, November, I think it was, that they all have waivers except for Minnesota and American Samoa, which is not a state and will never be able to be in compliance with Real ID because people in Minnesota are not American citizens. So
wait,
they,
in American Samoa, not Minnesota.
That's what I said. No, in American
you said,
Samoa, they
you said
will
Minnesota. Anyway, go ahead.
In American Samoa, they will never be able to comply with Real ID because they're nationals, not citizens.
Unless they become a state. Right.
Or unless Congress passes a law granting them citizenship instead of just saying, you're a U.S. national but not a citizen.
Do Puerto Ricans have citizenship or are they nationals
yes.
as well?
The only American territory where the people living there are not citizens is American Samoa.
Now, what is the definition of a national compared to a citizen?
Because all citizens are nationals, but not all nationals are citizens.
Now, the definition of a citizen is one who has a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, which, of course, we know the federal government does not actually have an obligation.
Well, that's the Black Law Dictionary.
That's
not
the dictionary definition, too.
Right, but that's not, you know, what the U.S. federal government defines it as.
Okay. Where do you look up their definition, then, if it's not one of those?
I don't have it in front of me, but they say in the 14th Amendment that everybody born in the United States is a citizen.
Sure. Saying someone's a citizen doesn't actually mean anything, though, right?
It's like they're saying that everybody born in the United States is a citizen, with the exception of people that live in American Samoa.
Who are nationals.
They're nationals.
But I guess what I want to know is, what is the difference?
The operative difference is that if someone from American Samoa wants to move to the U.S. mainland permanently, not just come on a visit, but they want to, like, move to California, they can move to California, but they cannot do things such as vote because they're not citizens. You have to be a citizen in order to vote.
So they would have to apply for citizenship.
They would have to apply for citizenship.
Would that be different from immigrating, or would that be basically immigrating?
It would be different from immigrating.
Wow, what a complicated system.
But they go to the front of the line because they're a national.
Got it.
But, yeah, it's completely convoluted. And basically, they're a second class. I can't say second class citizen because the U.S. government does not recognize them as having citizenship.
Well, right.
They're not a citizen of any country in the world. They're a U.S. national.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. I'll have to check Black's Dictionary then and see what their definition of national is, just to compare the actual legal definitions of
and
these two.
There's something interesting about American Samoa because, as a territory, they have a non-voting representative in Congress.
Okay.
That non-voting representative in Congress has filed a federal lawsuit claiming that the status of American Samoans being nationals and not citizens is unfair and in violation of the 14th Amendment.
What is he seeking?
Citizenship. He wants citizenship for everybody in American Samoa.
But what's the benefit?
The benefit is, if you want to get off the tiny little island and come to the U.S., like the mainland U.S., and
you can if you
improve your
life.
You can, but then you have to jump through hoops and hurdles if you want to do anything other than just visit.
But then you got to get their government ID, the real ID. And now they don't have to because they're,
so
they're not citizens.
The passport, they can get passports, but the passport specifically says national. So on like wherever, somewhere in there, it'll say like U.S. national. So it specifies that they are not a citizen.
All right. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So the good news is the federal government has backed down again on the supposed deadline that was going to force, you know, these people in the various different states to supposedly have to fly with a passport, which, as you've already pointed out, Daryl, is you don't even apparently have to fly with any ID as long as you're willing to jump through some hoops and you know, be questioned and interrogated, harassed by the TSA.
So to date, only 23 states and territories are fully compliant with Real ID.
That's great news. Not even half.
24 have made enough progress to earn additional time to comply. There are three territories being reviewed for the extension, and there are five states that are listed as non-compliant. So
is
five states
one
plus
states?
One territory. New Hampshire actually has an extension.
So it's not yet non-compliant because of the extension.
Right.
But what after?
So the non-compliant states are Illinois, Minnesota, Missouri, New Mexico, and Washington. So technically, yes, everybody that has an extension is not compliant.
Got it.
But
I just didn't know if New Hampshire like jumped. It sounded like they might have jumped through an arbitrary hoop or something, or they just asked for an extension.
They asked for an extension and got one.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jim is listening in Indianapolis to WIVC-FM. Hello, Jim. You're on with Ian and Daryl on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Hey. One of the big misconceptions on the 14th Amendment citizenship, if you read the 14th Amendment, it does say that those who are born in the United States and are subject to the laws thereof. Now, an infant cannot be subject to any laws. They can be protected by them, but they are not subject to them because a kid, an infant especially, cannot commit a crime. You can't be subject to
law. Oh, I don't know about that. Tell that to Elian Gonzalez. I mean, tell that to the various different kids who've been stolen.
Elian Gonzalez is not born in the United States.
There are plenty of kids born in the United States who've been stolen from their parents. I mean, those kids have been turned into political footballs.
We're talking about protected by as opposed to subject to. Until you can become a criminal, you cannot become a citizen. You cannot have allegiance until you can have disallegiance.
When does one become a citizen, then?
One becomes a citizen when one is subject to the laws, and they are, assuming that they are born in the United States.
If a baby is stolen from the arms of a mother and put into the arms of the father or vice versa, then that baby has become subject to the laws, has it not? It's being handled and manipulated by the state.
The baby is protected by the laws. The baby
that doesn't sound like protection.
Will.
That sounds like a scary situation. I mean, can you imagine being stolen from your mother's arms? That sounds not like protecting
you. You are totally being protected by the laws. You are not subject to the laws because a baby
cannot. That seems like a ridiculous distinction.
Hold on. I'm curious more about this. You're not born a citizen. You become what? So at what point during my life did I become a citizen without actually filing a paperwork saying I wish to become a citizen?
You always, if you're born in this country, you have the right to become a citizen as soon as you can become subject to the laws.
And so when is that?
There is the gray area, but I guarantee you an infant is not. An infant cannot.
So you don't know. You don't know when someone becomes subject to the laws?
I think that different people can become subject to laws at different times. Some kids
does it have to do with when you understand the laws?
Right from wrong, yeah.
Right from wrong. Well, the laws don't have anything to do with right from wrong.
Well, you have to take that piece up. But what I'm saying is an infant is not automatically a citizen.
Okay, I heard what you're saying there, but it sounds like you don't really know when someone becomes a citizen. You're just saying there's some arbitrary time frame.
I don't have to know when to answer the question. What I'm trying to tell you is a baby is not automatically a citizen.
All right, I got you. Thanks for the call tonight, Jim. I don't know if the U.S. government would agree with you, but thanks for your interpretation. Yeah, I don't think they do. I think they think that everyone is a citizen as soon as they're pumped out of their mother's womb.
Yes.
If it's in the United States. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And if you're like our earlier caller, the lady who is ostensibly a U.S. citizen but was birthed in Germany and has a German birth certificate, She apparently is just SOL. She's in, like, legal no man's land where she can't even get a passport.
Been trying for 10 years.
Yep. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733. You can join us here. Your thoughts on real ID, obeying the state, becoming a citizen? All of those things are good. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
If you're not a smoker, please cover your ears, because the following incredible free money-saving offer is not for you. The makers of O2 Pure's revolutionary e-cigarette are now giving away free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, simply call in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-691-5458. The advanced O2 Pure design creates a pleasant vapor. There's no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar, so you can enjoy the nicotine you love whenever and wherever you are. Even better, you could also save yourself a ton of money, hundreds of dollars a month, with O2 Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer, not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458. 1-800-691-5458.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, the live Live Saturday edition of the show. We've got time for you if you want to join us here. Plenty of it, in fact. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
855-450-3733. The Liberty Forum is coming up. It's actually just about a month or so away here. We got just about 5 or so weeks till February 18th. Liberty Forum happens Thursday, February 18th through the 21st. That's a Sunday, so the whole weekend in Manchester, New Hampshire at the Radisson Hotel, right in the heart of downtown Manchester. The Radisson is the premier hotel for conventions in New Hampshire. The convention space doesn't get bigger than this, so it's an amazing event. There are hundreds of people who care about the ideas of liberty who will be converging upon the Liberty Forum. Many of them are coming to see some great speeches and presentations, like Edward Snowden, who's going to be presenting on Saturday during the Liberty Forum. That's going to be a big, big turnout, I'm sure. And, by the way, Edward Snowden cannot come in reality, so he'll be coming via a video link. But you can go to nhlibertyforum.com, and that's where you can get your tickets right now. Lock in your hotel rooms. From what I saw today on the Free State Project's website, the hotel rooms are going fast. So if you're going to be going to the Liberty Forum, it's best to be in the actual hotel. It's just easiest. You know, that's kind of where a lot of the parties happen after hours. And if you're going to be drinking, then you certainly don't want to be driving. And it's a little easier to get back to your room if it's two floors up rather than two blocks away. So you want to get all the details nailed down now. NHLibertyForum.com, February 18th through the 21st. By the way, we're going to be there broadcasting live, so we'll look forward to seeing you in attendance at the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which is the ninth ever Liberty Forum, and hopefully we'll be celebrating the completion of the Free State Project.
At 94% right now.
94% of its goal of 20,000 signatures, 20,000 people who, like you and I, Daryl, have signed a statement that said they will move to New Hampshire within 5 years of that number hitting 20,000 and then get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. It's a huge project, and it's just getting started. So don't miss out on this. Get signed up over at freestateproject.org. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. First up, we got Rick. He is listening in Michigan to WWCK in Flint. Hey, hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing?
Go ahead, sir.
Well, you were talking about the 14th Amendment of immigration now. The 14th Amendment was originally written for the freed slaves that were denied their rights of civil rights as a citizen. And, of course, Howard Jacobs, who was a Republican senator in, from Michigan in 1866, co-wrote the 13th Amendment, also the 14th Amendment. And, of course, it said in there that when somebody comes over and has a baby, an illegal alien, this does not mean people that can come over that are foreigners, aliens, ambassadors, children, or any members of families from governments from other countries. And so it specifically states right there that the people that are coming into this country illegally or come here to visit or are on a worker's permit or something like that and have a child here does not mean that the child is an American citizen. It says right there on the 14th Amendment.
Actually, most of what you just said is not in the 14th Amendment. Most of what you said is in other statutes that interpret the 14th Amendment.
Right,
so, yes,
right.
There is an exemption in statute to children born to ambassadors from foreign countries.
Yeah,
but there's nothing in statute or in the 14th Amendment that says that if someone is here from Mexico and they have a child, that that child is not a U.S. citizen.
Because if they're from Mexico and they come into this country legally and they have a child here, then the child is necessarily a citizen of the United States. But if they come here just to visit Disneyland or come on over or whatever, and they happen to have a child here, I'm sorry. And if they're going to plant that on Ted Cruz, where his mom was up in there,
You're incorrect about that. My understanding is that if people do have a child in the United States, that that child is generally considered a citizen.
No.
Unless the child is born to a foreign diplomat,
head of state of a foreign government,
or to, you know, some other person.
To just two average people, it's supposed to be
two average people. That child would be a U.S. citizen.
So, Rick, I think you're full of it.
Aren't they supposed to be checked on their loyalty to their country? Like, if when they come into this country, and they have a
child. How are you going to check a fetus on their loyalty?
They're going to have to give away their citizenship of their country that they came from, because that's we just don't when they come when legal citizens come here, they have to swear allegiance to this country. And so we got illegal people coming in here having babies, and they still haven't sworn allegiance to this country.
Who cares? I mean, who wants to swear allegiance?
I have not sworn allegiance to this country.
Yeah, I don't want to swear. Well, I did when I was a little kid, but I didn't know what it meant. So I have no interest in swearing allegiance.
Okay, I'm not knowingly and intentionally as an adult.
Country as a constitutional republic.
So that's supposed to change how I feel about it? It's still a it's still a world's tyrant, sir.
You agree with what the government is doing. You don't have to necessarily agree with what the government is doing. But what constitutes is our constitution is more important than the government.
It's not my constitution. I didn't sign it.
Oh, my goodness. Why do you live here?
Well, I just happen to be born here, and it's one of the more free places on Earth.
Like
and I'd like
constitution,
to.
Why don't you pack it up and get out of here?
Well, because I want things to be better than the Constitution.
Okay, you know, I remember when I was younger, when people could disagree about whether or not the United States government was the greatest government in the world, and people would say, well, you've got a different opinion. It's a free country. And now the response when somebody has a different opinion is, if you don't like it, leave.
Yeah.
No, you don't get to tell me where to leave. If you kick me out of this country, two questions.
We're going to protect the Constitution.
Two questions for me. Two questions
yeah,
for you. If you deport me out of this country,
he can't hear you when he's talking.
I've got two questions for you. If you deport me out of this country because I don't sufficiently love it, as you say, where the hell are you going to send me? Because my family came here in the 1600s. So are you going to deport me to a country I've never been to?
So if I retrace my family, it goes back to the 1600s, too.
Hey, it's a family measuring contest.
Right, well, but I'm not the one saying that you should be deported out of the country.
Constitution. You are not satisfied with the Constitution. You're not satisfied with the first 10 amendments.
So you're satisfied with a multi-trillion dollar federal government?
You're not satisfied with the Bill of Rights, which is right on the first 10 amendments on the Constitution. You are not satisfied with the First Amendment, right? You want to get away
I actually
with
love
Amendment,
the idea
right?
of freedom of speech.
From the government from coming after
no,
you,
the
right?
government doesn't
so you
protect
want to do away
me.
With all that stuff, right?
And now let me ask you question number two. If I do get deported somewhere, then that makes me subject to American foreign policy and the possible target of their drone missiles and all of the other stuff that they drop on people around the world. So why would I subject myself to American foreign policy?
If you want to go to a socialist country of your choosing, that's fine. But if
you're the one telling me
to
leave the country.
Here,
I'm asking you where to go and why should
here.
I be subject to American foreign policy?
He can't hear you. If he's talking, country. You can obviously tell he can't hear. Rick, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. You just want to use force on peaceful people, and it's a shame. Try leaving people alone. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I like a lot of what's in the Constitution. I like the Bill of Rights, and most of it is pretty decent. But it obviously hasn't done anything to keep the government small, to keep the government of any kind of respectable size. It's a humongous government that polices the world. What's there to love about that? It's Free Talk Live.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And can you love the place you live without loving its government? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Because the suggestion, the overt anger of that last caller was the idea that, what? You don't love this government's constitution? How dare you? You need to leave this place. Get out, I say. And there was a lot of crosstalk and shouting, and hopefully, you know, people won't be so nasty as we continue the show here tonight, because people get all upset when you don't just fall in line and worship the same symbols that they do. I don't have allegiance to this country. This is why if I were to ever be elected here in New Hampshire, I do run for political office here from time to time, as have you, Daryl W. Thayer.
Yes.
I don't think I could swear the oath of office, because the oath of office says that you swear allegiance to the United States here in New Hampshire. It also says you swear allegiance to the state of New Hampshire, and I certainly can't swear allegiance to the United States, nor would I really want to swear allegiance to the state of New Hampshire. I don't want to be allied with or a liege of any state.
Right. I don't think I could ever take the oath of office.
What do you think would happen? I guess they would just, that office would go unfilled, right? They would say, sorry.
They would probably consider you to have resigned,
mm-hmm.
and then there are procedures in place to fill a vacancy.
So that's not to say I don't love where I live. I love the people. I think that people in America are, by and large, good folks. I love the idea of being free. I love that concept. I love the idea of freedom. That's why I moved to New Hampshire. You talk about if you don't like it, leave. Well, I didn't like it, so I left Florida and moved to New Hampshire, where other people who also didn't like it where they were, like you in Texas, Daryl, moved to be together in the same place so we could actually have some shot at being more free in our lifetime, which, in my opinion, will consist of telling the federal government to screw themselves. We don't want anything to do with it. And that doesn't mean that we don't love freedom. That means we love freedom more than most people. Because most people aren't willing to do anything about it. They'll just complain, or they'll call talk radio and bitch and moan about the things that are wrong.
Oh, you need to leave!
Or, we need to elect so-and-so to fix everything! Well, I'm sorry to tell you this, that whoever it is that gets elected in 2016 is not going to fix the damn thing, certainly not in your favor. If they fix something, it'll be in the favor of their campaign contributors and the rest of their buddies in Washington, D.C.
I still want to know, if I'm to be deported because I don't sufficiently love America, where would I be deported to?
And I don't think they care about that anywhere but here.
Why should I be subject to American foreign policy that bombs countries all around the world?
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. You can join us here. 855-450-FREE is the number. 855-450-3733. Also, you can Skype in. No Skype calls yet tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to D on the line in Myrtle Beach. D, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening to your call earlier, and you guys were talking about something about if you were born in the United States, And what keeps you a citizen? What makes you a citizen? You know, if you were, and it was before the jackass,
right, so
that was called
the
earlier.
Caller was saying that based on the 14th Amendment that says that everyone born in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof is given citizenship, and he was saying an infant cannot be subject to the laws or subject to the jurisdiction. So toddlers are not citizens, but he could not specify when in the course of someone's life they become a citizen of some place.
Well, how could he not, say that, though? Because, whenever I was born, I was born right here in, Horry County, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. And whenever I was born, I was born at a hospital. The hospital, gave me I got my birth certificate and I got my Social Security card. And then, of course, I got them in the mail, my mother did, and doesn't that make me a citizen?
That's evidence of citizenship, but wouldn't the government argue that even if you didn't get the Social Security card, that you would still be a citizen?
Yes.
I know that. I'm just saying.
Yes, absolutely, yes.
Because there are some parents out there, and I think they're heroes, who don't get their kids they don't fill out that paperwork. They'll have, a home birth.
Yeah, there's a friend of ours, or at least an acquaintance of ours, that had a baby, no documents, so no birth certificate, no Social Security card, none of that. So this child born in Arizona is an undocumented human.
Does that mean that person is still a citizen, though?
Well, I would say absolutely.
The U.S. government is most certainly going to say that the child's a citizen.
So then it's not the paperwork that determines that you're a citizen, then. It's just some arbitrary rule that
says somebody saying that you're a citizen.
Right. It's some arbitrary government rule that says if you're pumped out of a woman, on this particular plot of plot of land,
right,
then you are given this mystical thing
you're
called citizenship.
Yes, correct.
That's under what they call jus soli, which means the law of the soil.
Which, by the way, I think it's still worth pointing out here that the term, because I didn't really get this point out earlier, the term citizen means that someone who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. I actually have the Black's Law definition here. A person by either birth or naturalization is a member of a political community, owing allegiance to the community and being entitled to enjoy all its civil rights and protections. A member of the civil state entitled to all of its privileges. So the classic definition here is one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, which there is no obligation for the federal government or even the state governments to protect you. So therefore, there could be no citizenship, right? If I owe something in return for, and they don't provide the return for part, then I don't owe them anything. And that's presuming I agreed to this deal in the first place, right, which I didn't do, even though they insist that I'm one of their citizens.
And I tried making an argument similar to that in court one time here in New Hampshire, and unfortunately the police officer did not answer my question. He responded with a question. The judge told him, you need to answer the question, and then I, for some reason, answered the cop's question that he asked me and never got an actual answer. But I didn't realize it at the time until several months later when I happened to be watching my video. It was like, he never answered the question.
Hey, D, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Carlos in Newport News, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Hello, Carlos. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Eddie. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. I just felt, you know, turned back a little bit. Almost felt like you were contra the United States and your freedom.
No. You're confused. I'm in favor of freedom, but I'm against the United States. Do you believe that someone could have that particular position?
Yeah, I get it, but that's kind of broad, you know, the United States. Are you kidding me?
I'm not against the people of the United States. I'm not against the businesses and the voluntary interactions.
Or the plot of land between two shining seas.
Or the charities that are here in the United States.
I got all that stuff, but I think, you know, you're crossing the line, you know. Nothing's perfect, and I just think this is like a show for, you know, to sell a propaganda show, commercials. Are you kidding me? You know,
every show's a propaganda show, dude.
Yeah, it is. But I'll tell you what, you know, in this day and time, are you kidding me? You know,
when you say, are you kidding me? What are you referring to?
Just the negativism about, you know, the United States and the policies and all that good stuff. Yes.
Let me ask you specific questions about American policy that has been approved by the U.S. Congress over the last, I'm not even going to go back the full 200 and some odd years, but the $18 trillion debt that is going to continue skyrocketing. Good or bad policy?
Hold that thought, Carlos. We'll get Carlos's answers here. If you'll stick with us, we'll bring you back, Carlos. Our toll-free number, 855-453. Daryl has a few questions, and if Carlos doesn't want to answer, maybe someone else will. 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Daryl, we have really stepped in it here tonight. Boy, oh boy, we've insulted people's religion here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
And, of course, I'm talking about the religious belief that many of you have in the state. Yeah, that's right. You don't think of it as a religious belief, but boy, do people react in a very similar manner as someone who is a, you know, dyed-in-the-wool fundamentalist Christian might react if one were to tell that person that they didn't agree with their viewpoint or didn't believe in God at all, for instance. And by the way, I'm a religious person, as are you, Daryl. We both believe in God, but maybe not necessarily the same one, because a lot of people seem to believe that the state is their God. That this idea, this nebulous concept of the state, the United States of America, or China, or whatever the arbitrary landmass that we're talking about here, where there are men and women who are just like you and I, who are trying to force their, and actually forcing their viewpoint on all of us, while at the same time telling us that we asked for it. Oh, well, you voted for these politicians, so therefore you should just, you know, you get what you get. Well, no, I didn't vote for most of these politicians. Pretty much everyone in office I generally didn't vote for at the federal level.
Luckily, there's a guy I voted for. Two people in city council positions that I have voted for.
Locally, okay.
Wound up getting elected.
Yeah, but generally, federal level, no. I've never, I don't think he voted for anyone that's ever gotten elected.
Oh, and there was a mayor in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, when I lived there that I voted for.
And just because I vote for someone doesn't mean I endorse everything that they do. I could be voting for someone because they're the lesser of the evils, and I don't want to be subject to more evil, so I will vote for the lesser of the evils in that case. Now, let's go back to Carlos. He's on the line with us here. Daryl, you had some questions. Can you recap your first question for Carlos as we bring him back here?
Yeah, the first question.
Virginia.
Do you think this is good policy or bad policy, the $18 trillion national debt that is only going to continue increasing into the foreseeable future?
Oh, well, obviously, it's bad policy. Are you kidding me?
Okay. You're a little muffled, by the way, Carlos. I don't know if you're on a headset or a speakerphone or something like that.
I'm sorry.
Having nearly 900 military bases in over 130 nations around the world, good policy or bad policy?
Well, it depends, okay? You know, it depends why what's going on as far as that goes. I think it's a good policy in respect where we share our culture with them. And not in
sharing.
Them, but, you know,
that's kind of an interesting term to use for forcing your culture on somebody else. A military base, by its nature, is a sort of an indicator of violence. It's an indicator of the force that is being used against that country without the consent of the people who are there, by the way.
Well, it depends if there's consent or not. And, I was stationed out in the Canal Zone, and we were part of their community and their culture. So,
do you think they all wanted you there?
They loved it when we left after the Carter Treaty in 2000 and whatever, when they turned over back to Panama. Are you kidding?
You said they loved it when you left?
When I left there and the treaty expired, they was all pissed off. I'm married to a Panamanian. So in that aspect, hello?
Yep, we're right here.
And that there was some good contributions and stuff like that.
So he's saying he does support the 900 military bases, Daryl.
Yes. The drug war that costs billions of taxpayer dollars and sees
every year
probably nearly a million people arrested every year. Good policy or bad policy?
Well, that's in regards to, the United States went out there. And matter of fact, my neighbor killed 17-year-old kid. When I was in Panama, and we went out there to get Noriega. It's all politics and all that good stuff,
But didn't answer the question. Did he answer the question? I don't think I heard the answer.
He did not directly answer the question. What about subsidies to farmers that wind up costing millions of dollars annually? Good policy or bad policy?
In respect to Panama or...
No, talking about the United States.
United States politics. We're talking about the U.S. federal government. You were saying that, I don't sufficiently love the government, and I'm going over some policies that I believe are all bad policies. I'm curious if you agree or disagree. The subsidies that the U.S. federal government gives to farmers, do you think that's good policy or bad policy?
I think it's good and bad. Depends on what the culture is.
Where are you driving? What are you driving at? I mean, Daryl. Well, obviously, we knew that you were going to disagree with Carlos.
It depends on. Okay, we're talking about weather.
Okay, we got your answer, Carlos. I want to know where Daryl's going with this.
Right, I'm showing a bunch of various policies that I believe are all bad.
Right.
I can't think of a federal government policy that I think is a good one.
Okay, I'm
so
with you.
The point is I disagree with everything that the U.S. federal government does. So if the claim is I don't sufficiently love the government, please tell me something that I should agree with them on, or how many things can I disagree with them on and still, in your opinion, be allowed to stay in the jurisdiction claimed as the United States?
Well, first of all, you got to understand nothing is perfect, okay?
Never said it was.
You got to stay in that realm. There's nothing, there's no perfect government or whatever. So you got to get off that stuff, that horse, okay?
Nobody was on that horse, dude. You're putting words in his mouth. We've acknowledged here on this show that the U.S. government has, over the last decade, been falling on the list of economic freedom indexes. There's a couple different economic freedom indexes out there put together on a yearly basis that compares the United States with other countries around the world.
And then there's also the World Freedom Index that the U.S. is falling on that.
And
there's the Freedom of Speech Index that the U.S. government is falling on.
The U.S. isn't even the most free country in the world, dude.
They don't do what we do. And they don't do what we do because our freedom and our might. That's it.
Oh, the U.S. military is securing the rest of the world's freedom for them, right?
Our reference to life. Okay, so
brother, you don't know what you're talking about. Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. I'm sorry, it's not the reverence
for life.
It's not the reverence for life in the United States that's inspiring the people to have a pretty much, you know, much more open marketplace in Hong Kong and top the charts year after year for more than a decade on the economic freedom charts. I doubt they're really thinking and reflecting on how great the United States is in the process of making buku dollars over there through their economic freedom.
If anything, I would say that most people in the United States have a reverence for death. Because
they
will always say, people died for your rights. No, I don't have rights because of a human sacrifice.
That's true. You have rights because you're a human being and because rights are a good idea for humans to respect in one another. Let's go to continuing with your calls. Actually, Annie is on the line in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello, I called in about this citizenship for children.
Sure.
I worked over in Southeast Asia, Vietnam and Laos and Thailand. And our daughter was born in Thailand, and she was given a birth certificate and a passport right away. And the reason I remember it so clearly is Henry Kissinger signed for her passport.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know how things work. And she had to, when you're born in Thailand at that time, anyone born at that time, up until 1978, automatically had dual citizenship. So she has a Thai birth certificate and an American birth certificate, and it's a State Department birth certificate for a child of a U.S. citizen working.
So you got a birth certificate from the U.S. government by what, applying to them and letting them know, hey, we have a kid over here?
They have them made up for the children of Americans working over there.
Oh, really?
And
okay.
I never filled out an application. Well, it's kind of complicated because I was over in Thailand around, and it was my job to get the planes. All the planes in the Royal Air Force belonged to the CIA, and it was my project to get them out of there. And on my last trip, I got captured, so I was a POW, and that's why Henry Kissinger was involved.
Thanks for your story tonight, Annie. Appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have a number of folks who want to continue this discussion about freedom, the United States, and you're welcome to join us. You can also bring up anything that is on your mind here tonight. It's Ian and Daryl, the live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. You can join us also via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves because you still have a little bit of that freedom left, the freedom of speech, although the U.S. government has been doing their best to eviscerate that too.
Are your kids spending too much time online? Are they gaming instead of doing homework? Are they on Facebook instead of sleeping? Turn their internet access on or off when you want for free at webcurfew.com. 100% web-based interface means nothing to download, install, or configure. Web Curfew is free and controls any device using your home network without slowing down your internet. Block all adult web content with a click of a button. Don't let the internet raise your kids. Take back control of how and when your home internet is used for free. Visit webcurfew.com.
As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.